You're listening to Current State here on WKAR. I'm Emmanuel Berry, in for Mark Bayshore. 50 Shades of Grey, Beloved, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, the Harry Potter series. What do all of these books have in common? At one time or another, in one place or another, they've all been banned. It's Banned Book Week this week, and Current State contributor Scott Southard shares his thoughts on the efforts to save us from corrupting our souls.
The playwright Anton Chekhov has this great rule for writing a play. To summarize it, if a gun appears in the first act, it has to go off by the last act. What Chekhov is tapping into is that a gun is threatening, a gun can kill. An audience remembers it is there, and each and every playgoer expects that sooner or later, for better or worse, it will be fired. I remember once I saw a production of Hamlet by the Royal Shakespeare Company, and they showed Hamlet with the gun in the first act. He carried it in his coat wherever he went on that stage, his concealed weapon, and we always knew it was there, expecting it sooner or later to cause destruction. Because a gun will always be fired, fictional or real, and there are always consequences for one being around. The funny thing is, there are pockets in our country where people feel more at ease with guns than books. Yes, it's Banned Book Week, where once again we stop to think about our First Amendment rights and think about the books that are kicked out of our libraries and schools. In 2012, the most banned book in our country was a series of children's books called Captain Underpants by Dev Pilkey. Let's be honest, Captain Underpants is not Huckleberry Finn. They are honestly not at the top of the reading list for my kids, but I wouldn't tell someone else's child they can't enjoy them. Yet that is what someone attempts to do each time these books are taken off shelves. The funny thing about Banned Book Week is that these attempts at removing a book always seems to say something more about the people trying to ban the book than the actual book itself. Consider, for example, the many attempts to ban the Harry Potter books. Do you know the main reasons the books by J.K. Rowling get banned? It is because someone, somewhere, is worried that it will drive children to magic. No, I don't mean heading off to Vegas to put on a jumpsuit and make white tigers disappear. I mean actual magic. Whoa. Then there are the books banned for language, sexuality, conflicting religious beliefs. Yet, for all their differences, each and every reason given comes down to one fact. Fear. All the books are banned or attempted to be banned because of fear. Someone is afraid that in the wrong hands, the books will be fired. And just like a gun, nothing will be the same after that trigger is pulled. Not a physical injury, but a mental and emotional one that won't go away. Their child or another's child will be permanently changed. So here's the rub, as Hamlet would say. The thing that many people seem to forget is not our First Amendment, but what it is like to be a kid. See, if you take something away, make it forbidden, you always, always make it more interesting. And because of that, the attempt to ban books always fails in the long run. And really, everyone still has a little kid in them, no matter how old. The fact is, I know I can make more of a difference with my children by explaining to them the reasons why they can't read something. Talk to them, and then listen to their argument. It is always better to sit down and discuss why something is appropriate to read and why something isn't. Just simply saying no fails to halt an inquisitive mind. A book, unlike a gun, doesn't have to go off. For Current State, this is Scott Southard.